Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Tanya. As always, we're very grateful to our generous sponsors, Michael and Marilyn Fedak. Please help yourself from Shire the Corner to coffee, slushies, pastries this morning. Our learning is also dedicated for Shlema Chan and Miriam Bas Esther Fega, one of our members undergoing a very serious surgery this morning. Mirtz Hashem, she should have a speedy and complete Refuah Shlema. Reminder, we're off next week, so there is no Shir next week. But in Mirtz Hashem, we resume the week after. This morning, we're beginning the 12th Perek, Perek Yud Beis of the Halakha Sefer Tanya. We were introduced to the Beinoni at the very beginning of Tanya, and then we developed in the meantime many of the ideas of our outer world and our inner world. We went through and defined the two types of tzaddikim, the complete tzaddik, the incomplete tzaddik, the tzaddik v'tovlo, the tzaddik v'ralo, and then spent less time but also developed the idea of the rasha v'ralo, the rasha v'tovlo. And we know there are five categories all together. Importantly, the Tanya taught us these five categories are not labels for life. It's not a label that you get at some point. You're given this award, this tag, and this is who you are in perpetuity. You're not a tzaddik v'tovlo or a tzaddik v'ralo, chalila, a rasha v'tovlo, a rasha v'ralo, or a benoni. In every moment, in every circumstance, throughout our lives, in every chapter, in every stage, in every day, depending on both the outer world, and the Tanya has defined the outer world as the three levushim, the three garments of the soul. The three garments of the soul are thought, speech, and action. And I'll keep reiterating, two of those garments we've always understood as garments, as external. Speech and action are external. What I say, I put out into the world. How I act is a reflection of my free will I put out into the world. But before learning Tanya, if you would have asked me, thought, machshava, is that a levush? Is that a garment of the soul? Is that part of the outer experience or the inner one? I would have said the world of thought is part of my inner world. But a big chiddush of the Alter Rebbe is that thought too is part of the outer world. Thought is levush of the soul. It's a garment of the soul. It doesn't reflect the inner world. The inner world, the world that's panemius, is really what Tanya is all about. Because we've defined the two types of tzaddikim, and we'll get to now with Perek Yud Beis, the Beinoni himself. The two types of tzaddikim and the Beinoni themselves, externally, on the outside, indiscernible. You can't see a difference between them. They all do all the right things. Daven with kavana, make brachas, give tzedakah, honest in business, never get angry. Outside, externally, all the right things. The differences between a tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik v'ralo, and a Beinoni are all about the inner world. Not the world of thought, but the inner world. What are the differences in the inner world? They're very nuanced. They're very slight. The difference between the two types of tzaddikim is that the tzaddik v'tovlo is repulsed by Ra. The tzaddik who only sees the world as an invitation and opportunity for elokus without any room for ego sees food, sleep, desire, temptation, drive for the wrong things and is repulsed by it. The tzaddik v'tovlo is repulsed. The tzaddik v'ralo is not sufficiently repulsed by it. They're not drawn to it. They're not attracted to it. They don't struggle with it. But its mere existence in this world and on this planet alongside them does not sufficiently repulse them. And that's enough to be a tzaddik who's doing the right things on the outside and even the inside. But v'ralo, but there's a ra. There's ra. Ra-lo, they tolerate ra. They're not repulsed by that ra. Now we come to the Beinoni. V'ha Beinoni, Perek Yud Beis, Beinoni. Now we've clarified the tzaddikim and the rishayim, the two types of rishayim too, by the way, Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha v'ralo, and a Rasha is a very, very, the Alter Rebbe for the Baal Tanya, one is a Rasha, if they violate one din derabanan. A person is scrupulous and vigilant on all dini deraisa, all biblical law, careful, observant, one din derabanan, Rasha. Such a person is a Rasha, because externally they've made the wrong choice, but internally they let the animal soul defeat the godly spirit. The war, the battle, what the Alter Rebbe described as over territory, two kings, who's going to win? Chelek elokam imal mamash, the godly discipline regulating soul in us, or the nefesh pami, the animal soul that drives that temptation, that indulgence. The Rasha, even through one moment of lapse, allowed the animal to win, therefore they're a Rasha. So back to the Beinoni. The Beinoni, like the Tzaddik, never ever made a mistake externally. That's why the Sefer HaBeinonim, Alavai Beinoni, the Sefer HaBeinonim, but Tanya is known as Sefer HaBeinonim, it began by telling us that Rabbah, the great Rabbah who was a Tzaddik, identified himself as a Beinoni. And that's how Tanya began. A Beinoni can't mean somebody who, you know, 51% of the time they do the right thing, 49% the wrong time. The Rambam's Beinoni, you got the scales, more right, more wrong. The Beinoni, it's almost even. What's your next move going to be? How are you going to tip the scale? But Rabbah wasn't a person who half the time was doing things wrong. How could he describe himself as a Beinoni? That's what led the Alter Rebbe to a different definition of Beinoni. The Beinoni is a person whose evil never gains enough momentum to conquer the small city to influence his body. What small city? What are we talking about? The Alter Rebbe gave a mashal a few prakim ago that Ukraine and Russia, two countries fighting over territory. Who will be the king? Who will be the ruler? Whose laws will it be bound by? Who's going to be in charge? So we have this body, our body. There's a battle raging. It's a territory. It's a little city, Ir Katana. Who's going to be the ruler? Who's going to be the king? Who's going to be in charge? To whom will we conform? Will it be the godly soul or the animal soul? So the Beinoni is a person that hara, the evil, never go ver kokach. It never allowed lichvosh. It never conquered. So Elamai, why are they a Beinoni? The three garments of the animal soul, which are thought, speech, and action of klipa, ain't governed by nefesh elokis. They never overcome the divine soul within him. This Beinoni, the divine soul, that pure light, is radiating and shining bright. There's no klipa. There is no garment from speech, thought, and action, covering, obscuring. So as to become dressed in his body, brain, and mouth, and the other parts of the anatomy, which total 248. So the Beinoni is not a person who the animal drive, the animal impulse is winning, is defeating, is causing him to make mistakes in speech, thought, and action. God forbid. Only the three garments of the divine soul are influencing the body. In other words, both the animal soul and divine soul each have these three garments, speech, thought, and action. Of the animal soul, the three garments are klipa. They obscure the light, and they can misdirect us, and we can pursue those things in a way that brings us down. And those three garments of the godly soul are the way that we interact with the world, speech, thought, and action, in a way that lifts us up, transforms them, in a way that helps us fulfill the Tariq mitzvos. V'lo avar avera miyamav. This Beinoni never violated an avera miyamav. How do you touch this? What does it mean that the Beinoni never did an avera in his lifetime? Ever? Never won? Ever? Since his bar mitzvah, since he's 20, since he's born, since whenever? So the Rebbe's understanding of Tanya, he clarified, lo avar avera miyamav. Once a person reaches the level of Beinoni, it's as if you never did an avera in your life. Because remember, we said, that's why we introduced it, that these descriptions and labels, the five, tzadik v'taulo, tzadik v'ralo, Beinoni, rasha v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo, are not lifetime appointments. They're not labels or descriptions. They're not categories that we are in for life. But every moment we can redefine who we are. Every moment, through how we're living, both the external world and the whole Tanya is about the internal world, the conversation with ourselves, our internal world, the inner work we're doing, we can redefine ourselves regularly and constantly. So the person who reaches the level of Beinoni, who says, again, what's the Beinoni? Externally doesn't do anything wrong. Everything just like the tzaddik on the outside. Can't tell a difference. Externally, on the outside, on the surface, early dominion, doesn't talk, has kavana, kind, patient, good, giving, learns externally everything just like the tzaddik. Only the tzaddik in their inner world has done the inner work, that the tzaddik v'tovlo is so pure, not tempted, not struggling, not battling, not fighting, and even the existence of ra, of ego, he's repulsed by. The tzaddik v'ralo, not battling, not struggling, does the right thing. V'ralo means not sufficiently repulsed by evil in the world. And then we get to the Beinoni. The Beinoni lo avar avera miyamav. The Beinoni is in such a place right now, they don't do anything wrong. They make no poor choices on the outside. Kilu, as if they've wiped away any mistake of the past, as if they lo avar avera miyamav. V'lo yavar la'olam. And this Beinoni is in such a good place, so on fire, that they're never going to do an Avera. In the three garments of the soul, in speech, thought, and action, in the external of the world, they're not going to do an Avera. And for one moment, for one second of his life, he'll never involve himself in activity that would cause him to be categorized as a Rasha. He'll never. He'll never slip up and forget to make a bracha. He'll never gossip and say Lashon Hara. He'll never give in to kas and get angry. He'll never. He'll never talk during davening. He'll never. He'll never do even one thing that would make him a Rasha. Never, not even one thing. So if this Beinoni on the outside is indistinguishable from a tzaddik, what's the difference? How is the Beinoni different than a tzaddik? So we learned in Perek Gimel and in Perek Ches that the soul functions at two levels, power and garments, the inner world and the outer world. The inner world is this inner layer of consciousness. And the Alter Rebbe defined the inner world has intellectual component and an emotional component. Which one is higher and holier? The Alter Rebbe, I'll give you a hint. The movement he founded is called Chachma, Bina, and Das. Which one is higher, the inner world, the intellectual, or the emotional, what we'll call operating system, like a computer? We have an operating system, an intellectual operating system, and an emotional operating system that shape the way that we experience the world, reality, the way we react. What shapes and dictates and determines the programs that we run? Our operating system. We have an intellectual operating system and an emotional operating system. Which one's higher, holier? The intellectual. The garments of thought, speech, and action are the interface between the operating system and the world. Now, the Beinoni, as far as the garments are concerned, as far as the outer world, is like a tzaddik. Both do the right thing on the outside. So what's the difference between them? In the case of a Beinoni, the divine soul's deep core, which is its 10 powers of intellect and emotion, are not the only forces attempting to direct and dominate the small city. For the tzaddik, the operating system has no viruses at all. It's pure, it's running perfectly, it is designed and coded to perfection, it's precise, it's efficient, and there's no viruses. The Beinoni, even though the interface and the programs it's running are working well, but the operating system has a virus. What's the virus of the Beinoni in the operating system? The animal soul. The tzaddik does everything right on the outside and doesn't even struggle on the inside. The Beinoni does everything right on the outside. Ooh, there is a battle and a war happening on the inside. There is a war going on the inside. The divine soul, the chelek elokam el mamash, we learn this in anatomy, who's in the right side of the heart, wants its feelings for Hashem to overflow into the left side, the animal part. And the animal is telling the godly side, no, indulge my temptation, my drive, my desire, what I want. In the Beinoni, this conflict is remaining. In other words, take the Kol HaBoker this morning, 6:15 a.m. in the beautiful Beis Medrash, not nearly as beautiful as the one we're going to move into in Mirtz Hashem soon. So there are people, Kol HaBoker starts 6:15. Two people walk in the room at 6:14. They were there early. One, the tzaddik didn't even set an alarm. It's programmed to wake up early. As soon as they wake up, they jump out of bed. Moda'ani, Negel Vasser, they're here early. The Beinoni was also here, not only on time, was here early. But the Beinoni had 17 snooze buttons, 14 alarm clocks, battled whether to get out of bed or Mechavrusa, I don't even know if they're here. They come late. I could come a little late today. In the end, they're both there. They're both there on time. They're both there early. One, didn't need an alarm, didn't hesitate, wasn't tempted, never even understood the notion that there are people who need to snooze. You wake up, you're meant to go somewhere, you jump out of bed. Tzaddik. The Beinoni, wah. By the time they got here, they just fought a battle. By the time they got here, they're exhausted. Just from the battle that they won to get here on time. So they appear identical. Their inner world is incredibly different. The tzaddik is in a state of inner peace. The whole being is singularly devoted to Hashem. The animal impulse, animal soul, animal way of looking at the world, it's silenced. It's retrained to serve the godly soul. The service of Hashem is innate. It's natural. There's nothing to the contrary. There's no conflict. There's no tension. The Beinoni, the inner world of the Beinoni, is another place altogether. Turmoil, conflict, tension. The heart is being tugged in multiple directions. The service of Hashem is competing with indulging the animal. So that's the first, that's how the Alter Rebbe sets up the Beinoni. Looks entirely on the outside, just like the Tzaddik. Why am I spending so much time? First of all, because we're learning Tanya, it spends the time. But I'll leave off, I keep focusing every week on this. What's striking me, I don't teach Tanya, I learn Tanya out loud with you Wednesday mornings. What's striking me in learning Tanya together is how important the inner world is. The Yesod, the theme, the thesis of Tanya. It's like almost a given, the outer world. Yeah, the two types of tzaddikim, the bandit, yeah, they're all doing the right thing on the outside. Yeah, of course, that's a given. You got to do the right side. In the world of Bechir, in the world of choice, the pole, in the world of action, that's a given, you got to do the right thing. But now let's talk about your inner world. Let's talk about your inner work. Let's talk about what's happening in the place that no one sees, no one has access to, no one knows. What's going on in the different chambers of your heart? What's going on in the battle between the two souls? What's happening? What's happening in that place called the inner world? Because it too matters. It too counts. It too is real. And it too is what defines you. We'll pick up again. We're off next week. Amir Tashem in 2 weeks. We'll pick up with the second section of Perek Yud Beis. Shere Besoros Tovus, Yeshuas, Venechamos.